there's been another round of teacher resignations in the Milwaukee public schools. Nearly 500 teachers retired in the summer of 2013, prompting MPS to hold job fairs. Now, as WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, scores of newer teachers have left. The numbers of teachers who've departed within the past few years are staggering, according to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter Erin Richards. She says when the most recent MPS teacher contract expired in 2013, the time for retirement was ripe for many.
At the end of last school year, the MPS teachers contract expired, and that included some pretty favorable terms for people who had been in the district a long time. If they retired under that teacher's contract, they knew exactly what their benefits were going to be.
It was their last contract before Act 10 kicked in, Governor Walker's law erasing collective bargaining rights for most public unions. Richard says MPS records show 485 teachers took advantage of their benefits and retired. Yet, she says, the number who resigned by June of this year stands at 426, and nearly half were teachers with fewer than 4 years' experience.
I found young teachers who had resigned to go teach overseas in international schools. I talked to teachers who had left the state altogether and who had left the profession altogether.
Richard says MPS faces unique challenges that make it difficult for young teachers to stay in the job. Milwaukee Teachers Union President Bob Peterson says many students live in poverty and some teachers aren't prepared for that reality.
You know, coming into a new situation, like any new job, sometimes you're up for it and sometimes you're not. Sometimes if you student taught in the Milwaukee Public Schools or in an urban area, you know what to expect. If you've only taught or been trained in communities that are quite a bit different, then people can be in for a surprise and they might not see it's best for them to continue.
Peterson believes some educators have left Wisconsin searching for states that afford teachers more respect. WUWM's Marge Pitroff asked MPS how it's addressing the problem. Dr. Karen Jackson responded. She's chief of human capital for the Milwaukee district.
We have about 29 teacher vacancies. These vacancies are popping up kind of late, like during the summer, in particular in August. If you ask me why do I think this is happening, I would say to you it's an issue that all districts are experiencing. One has to do with the fact that there are some high need areas, and all the districts are competing for these teachers who are teaching in these high needs areas. That would be like math and science and special education. From the state level, teaching has changed because it's becoming more complicated to get a teacher license. There's more involved than it was even just 5 years ago with the teacher effectiveness going around. Needless to say, there's an Act 10 which virtually eliminated contracts, and I think that created a more open market for teachers to say, okay, I'm worth this much in District A, and maybe I can find out I'm worth more in District B. The result for MPS, and I'm sure other districts, is that we're aggressively recruiting teachers. And we've gone full out. We've gone to Spain and we've gone to Italy. That doesn't necessarily mean physically, but we've reached out to those countries and Puerto Rico and Colombia. So we've reached internationally and globally to find the teachers that we need. Close by, we've done some things like a work on the compensation schedule. Last year, we increased our starting teacher salary. This year, the board approved a new teacher compensation structure so that we could be more competitive.
What type of help, if any, does MPS need from outside the system?
I'll start with our own local and regional colleges. They need to work with us to produce more urban-ready teachers. I think we, meaning MPS, need to grow our own, and we have a couple of efforts with sponsoring our own residency program in partnership with Cardinal Stritch, which means teachers come in here and get trained so they're exposed to our schools for a full year. And then when they finish, they're committed to MPS, and that's the word, committed to MPS for 3 years. so we can provide the stability and not have this turnover as we're experiencing.
That's Dr. Karen Jackson, Chief of Human Capital for MPS. She says the 29 teacher vacancies that remain are out of 5,000 hired. Jackson spoke with WUWM's Marge Pitroff. Beforehand, you heard Marty Michelson reporting on teacher resignations. Other districts tell us they're facing similar challenges.